She joins us now on the line, activist Malaika Matlati. Malaika, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
So, I mean, I've read of the incredible work that you've so far done, but what inspired you to want to help out?
I mean, there's a number of issues, right? I'm a student myself. I'm a master's student at Rhodes University, although I'm not on campus full-time. But I was very actively involved in the Fees Must Fall protest, as well as the Rhodes Must Fall protest prior to that. And so I understand very intimately the kinds of struggles that students face on a daily and but also on a yearly basis, especially as it pertains to the struggle to access education itself. And one of, we've won a lot of victories in Fees Must Fall, but these are victories that, will only bear fruit once you're a student in the system. But it's not victories that are bearing fruit for students who are, yet to be in the system. So those who are still seeking, to go and register, or those who are even still applying now, doing walk-ins and all of that. And so we have not really had a conversation about what we do about those students. And, a year ago, you will remember, I'm sure you'll remember, all South Africans should remember, that there was a story on ENCA, and as well as on the newspapers and all of that, about students who were sleeping at Park Station in Johannesburg, the big bus station, because and they were coming from Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and other rural provinces. They had come, and some of them were going to vote for Nigeria and all of that. They were going to register. But because, there's a lot of that administration process that happened for 2 or 3 days. These students were sleeping at Park Station. They did not have accommodation. And, I think it was a very, when I saw that last year, it was deeply debilitating. I was in Grahamstown at the time at Rhodes University. So when I came back to Gauteng this year, I said, we are here in Gauteng, and we are not rich people. I'm still a student myself. We are people who are staying in our apartment. However, it's a two-bedroom or it's a one-bedroom or a bachelor apartment. There really is something that we can do about this. There isn't any reason why any student in this country must be sleeping at Park Station when all they need is just 2 days or 3 days of accommodation to sort out administration.
And Malaika, you've also then taken it upon yourself to actually help these students, you accommodating students in your two-bedroom apartment, three students.
That's actually how it started. Right? So when it started, I had made a post on Facebook to say, look, I live in a two-bedroom apartment in Centurion. I've got a bedroom that is extra. It's a spare bedroom. Two students can sleep there. And in my bedroom, I can share my bed with one other student. So anybody who needs assistance can please inform me. It exploded. Within an hour, there were, over 2,000 shares. As we speak right now, there's almost, it's almost going to like 8,000 shares
that's
and
amazing.
All of that. And people are commenting and saying, look, we need accommodation and all that. But then, incredibly, people then also started saying, we are offering accommodation.
It says here 500 people from Johannesburg, 300 people from Pretoria offered to accommodate.
And the numbers are growing every minute. So I'm literally we are in Krugersdorp now. We are in Soshanguve earlier on today. Yesterday, we were also in Soshanguve, driving around, picking up students, dropping them off at their homes and all of that. So there's a lot of people who are sitting with a database that is extending into now going into the thousands of people who, and it's not just ordinary people, individuals. It's also businesses who are saying, look, I run a B&B and I've got, three spare rooms
that are vacant
booked for the next month that are vacant. Can you please, you can bring your students here. We've got a guy who's a gentleman who actually is based in Cape Town, but he's got a B&B in Johannesburg. And he has said, look, I can take 18 students. My B&B, I can avail it for my B&B. And for people who are generally, businesses that are coming in to say, look, beyond just accommodation, if there are students who need assistance with, bus fare from their rural areas, they don't have bus fare, because I also then got messages like that, Malaika, we don't even have money to get to, to Soshanguve or to Johannesburg to register.
Well, Malaika, so the work that you're doing is incredible. We know we've got incredible listeners that listen as well, who are always eager to help. They'll get in touch with us and we'll get them in touch with you. Congratulations on the incredible work that you're doing, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
The heat is on.